This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right now, 877-881-1053. Give us one really tradable option for the Cowboys, player for player, all right? Something that'll work out for everybody. 877-881-1053. Because sure, I'd like to trade for Pat Mahomes, or I would like to trade for Lamar Jackson. That's just not going to happen. Mm-hmm. So here's an example of something that is not going to happen. From the 254, trade Zeke for Jamal Adams.
Deal.
Oh my God, I would do that in a heartbeat. There is no chance in hell that the Jets would do that. I mean, first of all, they already have an overpriced running back. They don't need a second. And Zeke is not a good trade candidate. All right? He makes way too much money for what he does. And so he's not a good trade candidate.
Like, plus, yesterday we learned that Sam Darnold likes working out with Saquon Barkley. So he already has a running back.
He's already combined. I would argue that you'd get better value in a trade for Michael Gallup than you would for Zeke.
I agree.
Yeah, sure.
Because Michael Gallup has the youth to go along with it. He's still got all this promise to go along with it. I think there's also you don't feel like there's a character issue. Because Zeke's character gets knocked every time. That's why Zeke's like, are you serious? Y'all are releasing information about me having COVID as well? Like, all these other things y'all keep throwing my way? Why? So I agree with you that Michael Gallup has more trade value than Ezekiel Elliott, especially since wide receivers, I think, have more trade value than running backs.
That being said, I would be sad to see him go, but from the 817, Michael Gallup for Jamal Adams? Holy crap. I would definitely do that. A lot of Jamal Adams trades in here. From the 817, Tyron and a fifth for Jamal Adams and a sixth.
Okay, but this is player for player, straight up trade. Okay, let's not add in all these extra draft picks, Kevin, because then it gets confusing
right.
On the draft.
Then Tyron for Jamal Adams.
Card. All right,
because the draft compensation not that different.
I think everybody would do that because of the age, right?
I would do that.
The age, but would the Jets do that?
I think they might, because as much as they try to say the right thing about Jamal Adams, it's very clear. He does, and Tyron is on a contract that's at least acceptable. I think they might.
Okay.
But I could be off base about that, because you'd probably trade Tyron for a second, so maybe they might not. But I think they'd consider it.
Do you look at Jamal Adams as one of the top five, top three safeties in the league?
Yes. Jamal Adams is better than Tyron.
Is Tyron a top 10 tackle?
Yeah, probably.
All the time or just whenever he's healthy?
Yeah, I mean, well, when he's not healthy, I will definitely not argue for him. But I would say if you compile them all, I'd say he's a top 10 tackle. So it's a more marquee position. So there's a little wiggle room there.
The reason that I saw this, and it came from John Owning, he asked it. He asked it out there, and then Blogging the Boys suggested Jordan Lewis for O.J. Howard. And my first thought was, you don't need O.J. Howard because you have Blake Jarwin, right? Like, you got Blake Jarwin, you're giving him that chance to shine right now, and we need to get away from 12 personnel where we have the extra tight end out there. We need to get away from that, so that's not something that I'm after. And I don't know how many people, Kevin, would want to get rid of Jordan Lewis. I feel like there are a lot of fans out there that think this is the one guy we got that seems to be a ball hawk. Why don't we let him go out there and be a ball hawk? So I had a suggestion to buff up the cornerback position, even though the Cowboys have done everything they can to get lots of cornerbacks this offseason. My suggestion, and it's going to cost you, is either Leighton Vander Esch or Jalen Smith for Kyle Fuller, the Chicago Bears cornerback. He's making $13 million next year and $4 million this year.
And he's just a year or a season removed from being all pro.
And he had three straight seasons where he's compiled 12 interceptions total. So for me, that's better than Byron in the giving the ball back to the offense. Now, if it's costing me Leighton Vander Esch, this guy's 28 years old. I have him in what could be the last part of his prime as a cornerback, and I have him for cheaper than what I had Byron for. And then on top of that, I lost a linebacker who, A, might not be healthy, but B, could be potentially an all-pro linebacker 4 or 5 years in his career. So that's the question mark that I have to consider, but I'm willing to do that because I feel like I put a presence on my defensive line, and I need a presence that can turn the ball over in the backfield.
All right, so if it's for Jalen, done. If it's for Leighton Vander Esch, I have to think for just a second because, like, I get everyone is disappointed with last year with the play and the injury, but, man, you look at that first season, and that is a cornerstone piece. But I get it that's, like, you only have two seasons to judge by. One was awesome, one was meh. Is he somewhere in the middle? Is he the meh player and the first season was a show out? Or is he the awesome player and it was the injury that drug him down? Could the injury take away that ability the rest of his career? There are so many questions, so I would have to think about that for just a little bit longer.
That's for me, though, Kevin, I feel like across the team, this might be the most even trade I could find in the NFL that would work out. And I felt like I gave up something and also got something that somebody felt they gave up to. You know, like that. I feel like that would be that's a very strong trade for both sides to feel like they gave something good up.
I have a suggestion. You might find it shocking.
You're not going to trade Tank.
Oh,
you son of a, I am.
And I don't know who Tank is. I know DeMarcus Lawrence.
What do you mean?
I don't know who Tank is. Like, that player doesn't exist right now. So DeMarcus Lawrence exists. If Tank were to come back, that'd be great. But right now, DeMarcus Lawrence exists. Now, use your minds. Think it through. Who do you think I'm trading him for? I think you should be able to get this. Player for player. Straight
Aaron
up.
Aaron Donald.
Be great. But I think this is a fairly equal trade.
Are you trading him for same position?
Because yep.
That's okay. So probably Khalil Mack.
Nope. Khalil Mack's too good.
T.J. Watt.
Too good.
Oh, what?
T.J. Watt's better than DeMarcus Lawrence right now.
877-881-1053. If you agree that T.J. Watt is better than DeMarcus Lawrence.
Sorry. If you disagree, you didn't watch the football last year.
J.J. Watt.
Well, J.J. Watt is more complicated because of the injuries. Who do I talk about all the time that I'm trying to get here to Dallas?
I'm trying to think. Jadeveon Clowney? I don't know, man. Who?
Yannick Ngakoue.
Oh, yeah.
That's who I'm making my move for. All right, couple things here. Is first of all, Yannick Ngakoue, in terms of the Cowboys, he's 3 years younger and doesn't carry as much of the injury history. And then you might be thinking, well, then why does Jacksonville do that? Because in DeMarcus Lawrence, they already have the contract on the books where they couldn't figure out anything with Ngakoue, and Ngakoue doesn't want to be there. And DeMarcus Lawrence, he's already got his contract taken care of, so you already know what you're dealing with from a financial perspective, and I know that's been problematic for the Jaguars. Plus, he doesn't come in with a negative attitude that Ngakoue currently has. And for the Cowboys, you bring it up, and you're at the most, you're going to pay him probably the same as DeMarcus Lawrence, and he's younger, and like I said, without the injury history, and that's the move that I would try to make, and people can get angry accordingly.
From the 972, Kevin has told me to drop my insurance, that mood rings are medical health
that
devices.
That is not true.
So I believe anything he says. I'm on board with T.J. Watt. And a lot of people agree with you that they like
T.J.
Watt more
people
than DeMarcus Lawrence. So that's pretty interesting that he's already moved up there. It's a big number that Tank's getting paid for, and I think a lot of people are burned by the fact that you didn't get the same numbers that you were expecting from a guy that got that big of a contract.
And TJ Watt, like, if you just look at his numbers, they are astonishing. Mm-hmm. Like, in the last 2 years, 27 and a half sacks total and 14 forced fumbles. 14! That's insane! All right? And for the record, DeMarcus Lawrence has 11 in his entire career. All right? I'm not saying DeMarcus Lawrence isn't a good player. He's a really good player, but I think I can elevate. I would love the TJ Watt deal, but there's no chance they're doing that. For Ngakoue, if I can improve or at least stay the same and get younger and cheaper, man, I'm in. That's a done deal for me.
That's an interesting trade right there, man, because I wasn't thinking trading position for position because what I'm – but I understand what you're doing as the GM here. Like, you're trying to get your team younger and trying to, you know, keep the money kind of flat. I was trying to upgrade
a position of need.
Yeah, something that while also feeling like I didn't too much downgrade the position that I had, especially since that linebacker really wasn't there for a lot of the season last year. I couldn't figure out, Kevin, I couldn't figure out a trade from the offensive side to the defensive side or the defensive side to the offensive side of anybody on offense that I need, other than trying to get a younger offensive lineman at the tackle position. That was so I was trying to do that, but I couldn't. And maybe we can do that as a practice tomorrow, try and figure out what, you know, what you really need there. But I feel like the offense is the thing that I'm most excited about this year, and it's because of the wide receiver group, and that's why I wouldn't trade Michael Gallup.
I think the example that you brought up might be the best example, the Jordan Lewis for O.J. Howard. Like, I don't necessarily look at O.J. Howard and say, we got to get that guy. But I would be intrigued, and this would essentially phase out Dalton Schultz for good. But I like the idea of, you know, you're doubling up with Jarwin and Gathers. So if you ever did run the two tight end set, it wouldn't feel like a give up. You know, 6 yards in a cloud of dust tight end set, you could still try to stretch the field a little bit. I'm not necessarily in a position like you, Corey, where I'm like, you know what we need to do? Trade away defensive players for offensive players. But if you were going to do that, I think that's a decent idea. But I would be more inclined to say, let's deal away from our position of strength to add to our overwhelming position of weakness. So
you see that CeeDee Lamb Panini card they're getting ready to release, dude?
Oh, no.
I tweeted it to you. Go check it out.
Is it an autograph?
Maybe we can get an autograph.
I just like it if it was his actual autograph and not an auto pen.
Hey, you need to. Hey,
that happens sometimes. I know we're supposed to pretend that doesn't happen, but
we got to talk to Pudge.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.